It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire and Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, another NWJHL season is in the books, with the championship being awarded for the first time in 3 years. The Fort St. John Huskies took home the title after beating the Grand Prairie Kings in 6 games in the league finals. That gives the Huskies now 8 league championships, which is the most among all the teams. The North Peace Navigators have 6. The Whitecord Wolverines won 4 titles when they were in the NWJHL. The now-defunct Slave Lake Wolves had 3. The Dawes Creek Kodiak / Canucks have 2. And the Fairview Flyers, Grand Prairie Kings, and Sexsmith Vipers each have 1. Fort St. John will now represent the league at the Alberta Junior B Provincials. They will start on March 31st in Wainwright. Just 2 NWJHL teams have managed to win the Russ Barnes Trophy as the top Junior B team of the province: Whitecourt in 2012, and the Navs in 2016. Speaking of Hockey Alberta Provincials, there are a few provincial championships that are taking place in our region. U13 Tier 1 will be in Grand Prairie from March 31st to April the 3rd. U18 Tier 4 will be in Slave Lake from March 31st to April the 3rd. And U16 AAA will be in Grand Prairie from April 7th to the 10th. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings have advanced to the West Division Final. Red Wings swept the Fox Creek Ice Kings in the second round, winning the 4 games by a combined score of 27-6. High Prairie will be taking on the Edson Eagles in the West Final. Game 1 goes tonight at the High Prairie Sports Palace. There will be a GMHL Championship Series between the West Division winner and the winner of the other divisions in Ontario and Quebec, but the league has stated that they want to have a national playoff series in the future. The AJHL's Grand Prairie Storm are making some changes. Team announced last week that they have mutually parted ways with head coach and GM Mike Van de Kamp. Storm are currently reviewing expressions of interest from candidates for the now vacant position. Expect to announce a new hockey operations team in the very near future. Business manager Ryan Carter and assistant coach Chris Schmidt will look after the hockey operations in the meantime. Storm missed the playoffs this season, finishing in last place in the North Division. Some interesting news elsewhere in the Junior A hockey scene. Yesterday, Hockey Canada announced a new format for the national championship, the Centennial Cup. The tournament will be expanded to 10 teams, featuring the champions of all 9 members of the Canadian Junior Hockey League, that includes the AJHL, along with the host team, which this year is the Estevan Bruins of the SJHL. Previously, it was a 5-team tournament with the league champions that also won their respective regional tournaments, such as the Doyle Cup, which had the AJHL champion playing the BCHL champion. Of course, the BCHL is no longer a member of the Canadian Junior Hockey League. The Centennial Cup will start on May 19th in Estevan, Saskatchewan. That's a River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.